Rosh Hashanah, we have the third in our series of Shirim on the Haggadah. Before the Shir, I want to mention, I spoke to a Yidid of mine in Bnei Brak, a nephew of Chaim Kanievsky, and Chaim said, under the present circumstances, we should do two things. We should be Marva B'Tfilah, and we should be Moisif and Limud HaGemara, extra lyric. So we need to take the Eitzah of this great tzaddik and implement it to be Moisif each day, the quantity and the intensity of our tefillos, and the quantity and the intensity of our lyric. The Gemara says in Arvid Sochem, we start with the degradation of Klal Yisrael, at the end, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And this is in two regards. At first, we were enslaved, we were physical slaves. And the Rabbeinu Shalom redeemed us, he freed us. Secondly, our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, idol worshippers, and they were zealots, as we know. Terach turned his own son Avraham Avinu into the authorities because he did not believe in his idols. That unseemly background, the Rabbeinu Shalom has brought us forth. The Rabbeinu Shalom brought us to our Sinai, brought us close to him to serve him. So these are the two aspects of Maskil Gnus and Messiah and Meshavach, one of Rav, one of Shmuel, the Haggadah includes both, underscoring the twin themes of the Kula, is the physical redemption, is the spiritual redemption, and they go hand in hand with each other. And the night of Pesach is a celebration of both of them. At the end of the recitation of the Maggid, first half of Maggid, we have the end. The bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, and it has a very unusual ending. It ends on Gulaseinu, Bachadus Nafsheinu, Bracha to Hashem Bo Yisrael. In the Tziv, in his commentary on the Haggadah, raises a question about this. The Gemara states in Arvid Sochem that, generally speaking, the format of a bracha is that it's me'ein chasima salmach lechasima, that the phrase before the closing of the bracha is a lead-in, ties in directly into the bracha itself. We have a Shmon Esrei, ki goyel chazak ato, or ato Hashem, goyel Yisrael. So how come in this bracha we should have had al kudus nafshayim al gulosayim? But instead it's reverse. We have Agumasainabhutusnavshainu. And the Tziv leaves this as an unresolved problem in his commentary on the Haggadah. The Ramban, in his preface, Chumash Shmos, tells us that Chumash of Shmos is a description of the Golus, the suffering of the Jewish people, and Gulasainu and our redemption. And with that, he's able to stretch it all the way to Parshas Mishpatim, because part of the redemption is we came to Sinai. The Rabbeinu Shalom told us we received the Torah, and therefore all of this can be considered part of the redemption of Klal Yisrael. But what is the latter part of the Sefer, the part which deals with the Mishkan? How is this associated with the Geula? And the Ramban writes in a very remarkable statement, when the Agolos and then Nishla, Agolos does not end at Yom Shuvam or Mekoymam until we return to our place in the world, or Mailas Avos on the Shuvu, And when we return to the level of the others, to their spirituality. At the moment they went out of Mitzrayim, they left the servitude. Also, when we returned to our Sinai, this elevated us spiritually, and then we did the Mishkan. Then we reached the Madrega of the Ovos, but Oz Nechshu Geulah. Only then are we considered today. So the Ramban tells us that the notion of Geulah Klal Yisrael is a physical redemption, a necessary part. But furthermore, we have to aspire and come close to the spirituality, to the spiritual legacy of the Ovos. And this we achieve in the Midbar by coming to Har Sinai, and then through the building of the Mishkan, Mishkan dwelled in our midst. Then we returned to Maila of the Avos. He says, "Vaz nechshu ba'ulam." Only then can we be considered redeemed. When we come all the way back spiritually as well. And this, I believe, is the understanding of the bracha at the end of Hashem Balanu. Gulaseinu is physical redemption. Of Kedus Nafshainu and the Pidyon HaNefesh, the spiritual redemption, only when both of those are been completed, it's also Nechshev Geula. And therefore, it's an appropriate leader. Geula encompasses the physical Geula and encompasses the spiritual Geula, the Pidyon HaNefesh. And therefore, the Brocha ends, Abdu Yoseinu, Abdus Nafshainu, Brocha to Hashem Gaul Yisrael. Echto, we elevated ourselves through the Kabbalah Satira, the binyan of the Mishkan, the presence of the Shina in that Mishkan, only then are we considered people that have been need of redeemed. And this is what we celebrate on the night of Pesach. We have access to the Geula, to the physical redemption, the special brachos of physical redemption, and to, particularly to the spirituality, the legacy of the others, to draw closer to Rabbeinu Shalom and move in that sphere, the spirituality of the others, and thereby achieve personal measure of Geula. That's really what the Seder is about. I wish all of you a good night. May all of Klal Yisrael have a Yeshua B'Karov, and for Shalom to all the Chaylim, to all those that are not sick, the Rabbeinu Shalom granted they not take ill. And we see Yeshua, this phenomenal, this tzar, which flips Klal Yisrael. We should see Yeshua called as Hashem Yisbarach. And we have Hashem tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the Zoom. And we never present the Shabbos Hagov Drosha in Zoom format. Looking forward to seeing all of you then. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.